In brightest day,
in blackest night, no evil shall escape my sight.
Swear to me!
Wait a minute. You guys aren't the real Avengers. I can tell Hulk gives it away.
Oh, yeah!
Danger, Will Robinson, danger!
You're a wizard, Harry.
Hi, Puddin'. Miss me?
Hello, and welcome back to a new episode of the Mint Condition Comic Connoisseurs. We're your hosts. I am Sarah.
I'm Ivan.
And I am Jonathan.
Welcome back to a new episode. It's been a while. We're in our third season.
I was just thinking that. How long has it been?
When was the last time we did one of these?
I can't remember.
What did
that
we do?
Sounds like a long time ago.
Was it The Crow that we reviewed?
We were supposed to.
I think we talked about The Crow.
I think we just kind of glazed over it, but I think we talked.
The last thing I remember talking about was the.
I think the last thing we did, John wasn't here.
Oh, yeah, John, you weren't here for the very last. You missed one before, yeah.
Okay, there we go. That makes sense.
Okay, we're going to try to make.
What if Jonathan if I didn't miss?
We're going to try to do this monthly. So we're not going to put a number on this. We're just going to call it episode. So, anyway, guys, what has been going on in your comic book life, comic book-related activities that have gone on since we last recorded?
Well, yesterday my comic book life became a dark world full of sadness and
despair.
Sorrow.
Despair and sorrow and all those other...
Sitting in the corner in the dark.
Woes and those.
Beyond the rose, there's a nose. because GDT, my father, he took to the Twitters and said that Hellboy 3 will never be a real thing.
Oh my God! You
Did
know
say
I,
why?
Because
I guess the top guys, execs and stuff, just don't.
Aren't interested in making it?
Really?
Because
the movie did well, though.
He took to Twitter to get votes. He had to hit a certain amount, I think it was, and he got that amount.
Mm-hmm.
And he spoke with Mike Mignola, and he spoke with Ron Perlman, and everybody was on board. But it's I didn't
Even
read too much.
Even the actors were on board.
I didn't read too much, but it sounds like it's the execs didn't want to.
You know what I say about that? And those fucking execs. Fuck them, man.
Make your own.
It's 2017. Kickstart that motherfucker.
Go fund.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me that if he didn't kickstart that,
he
wouldn't get a shit ton of money.
Oh, yeah.
Right off the fucking get-go.
Guillermo del Toro, we're behind you. You kickstart.
Whether that'll, you know, equal into a good movie is a different question.
I think it will.
He knows what he's doing. I'm pretty sure there's crews that would love to work on that.
Absolutely.
To me, his movies are my favorite comic book movies because they're different. From what you used to, like, Marvel has great stuff out, obviously.
But it's very formulaic.
But it's the same.
Mm-hmm.
It's a formula.
Yeah. And Guillermo del Toro's movies, like Hellboy 3 and Blade 2, just fucking, they're just great. What he does with these characters, it's great. And to me, there's no other comic book movies like it out there. That came around, Hellboy 3, the last one was 9 years ago or something like that.
Wow.
Mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So 9 years ago was what, like, Marvel Universe was starting.
Oh, it was starting up. It wasn't even a thing yet. Yeah.
Yeah. So about 10 years ago,
mm-hmm,
yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, oh, man, I would rather see this whole universe, this Hellboy universe, especially with Hellboy, there's so many characters that live in that world, in that Mignola-verse, mm-hmm, and then where they could possibly bring in Batman. And you have Guillermo del Toro do that.
Oh, my God. That blows my mind. The thought of it just makes me shudder.
I would watch that.
It just makes me upset that they won't give this guy the funds or whatever to make this movie come to life. This or other movies like he wanted to do Justice League Dark.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
I heard that. When I heard that, I was like, oh, man.
Oh, yeah.
This is going to be fucking fantastic.
It's like, come on. Every movie he makes is fucking gold.
His horror genre is fucking on point,
it's
man.
It's not a horror
genre.
It's a fairy tale genre.
Oh, is it? Is that what he calls it?
It's like on the darker side of fairy tales.
This exhibit of Lachma that was like horror-based?
It's a dark fairy tale world.
I love. And
you read a lot of the fairy tales are actually pretty dark.
Yeah, absolutely. You're absolutely right.
That's his whole inspiration are the fairy tales. That's what he grew up reading and stuff. That's
makes
where he
sense,
comes
yeah.
up with all these monsters and stuff. But, like I was saying, it makes me sad that Guillermo del Toro, a guy who puts out nothing but gold, mm-hmm. can't get this movie done, these movies that he wants to do, but yet somebody like Zack Snyder, who's had like one good film, two at most.
I mean, there has to be some kind of explain. Like, is he an asshole? Does he, like, treat people like shit? He's got to be doing something that these execs don't like, because the movies make money. They're well. They're critically acclaimed and whatnot. So there's something that they must not like about him, or something that he's doing that they're not particularly fond of. That's something I think of. I mean, why else would you want him to do something for you?
Because Hellboy doesn't bring in Captain America money. It doesn't bring in Iron Man money. So they
well, I mean, it's also, I mean, it's not Iron Man and yeah. Captain America, so it's not going
like,
to get to that.
I'd rather
you know?
See five more fucking Hellboy movies than another Iron Man movie.
So, you know what's funny about that, though, is that they said
it like
that.
I'm in a tin can. Or
is that not technically, but Iron Man was a C-list superhero. Yeah.
He wasn't even big, right?
He wasn't even big, and he became big. So by them not giving him the chance to work with stuff because they don't think that, you know, he's going to make it like A-list is kind of like, well, you know, who would have thought that Iron Man would have fucking become A-list? Yeah. This dude was like a 70s, 80s hero that was kind of like, you know, meh.
Right.
And then he became, look, the fucking, like, the top Avenger and shit, at least.
Absolutely, yeah.
Know, to most people, not me. Captain America.
No, but, I mean, it would be like the, you know, I know they've made two movies before, and, you know, giving it another movie with this the technology that we have now, the effects that we have now.
We can rebuild them.
Yeah, exactly. And not only that, it could put Dark Horse on the map. And, I mean, for them to just bring that to the table, I mean.
Well, that's
just
the thing I love, speaking of effects and stuff, is that Guillermo uses a lot of practical effects still.
That's great.
So he mixes his practical with computer generated, because he worked as a practical effects guy. That was like his first deal, I think. So he's familiar on how to film it. So that's why it works so well for him. I just think that
works great when you're augmenting practical effects with the CGI.
Because
I think CGI is like a tool to
accentuate, absolutely.
And then when you go unless you have like a crazy budget, and even then. You go full CGI, then you can kind of see it. You kind of get pulled out of the
full
whole.
Retard.
Yeah, you get kind of pulled out of the whole reality of it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It kind of takes you out of the story. You want it to blend very well.
Absolutely,
so it's good to use that as a tool with the practical effects, as opposed to just doing it. But I think that's a whole other thing.
And again, it's like Sarah was saying, Dark Horse has this whole other world of comic books that nobody knows. That you could just bring to life, like fucking Eric Powell's The Goon. That would be a fucking great movie, or a TV series. That'd be awesome. I mean, there's just so much stuff that Dark Horse offers, and it just sucks.
They're all in the shadows of the big guys,
which sucks, because I mean, I will always be there watching a Marvel movie as long as they're putting them out. I will always be there watching, especially a DC movie,
right?
As long as they're putting them out, but. Like, I want to see these other
Image.
People, these other guys that
Boom
comics, Dark Horse.
Yeah, Broken Tooth Studios.
Yeah, absolutely. Broken Tooth Studios has some good
Hellboy, I love Hellboy, and I love the Hellboy movies. And actually, fun fact, I have a The Goon's first, what's it called, Library Edition, the first one, which belonged to Mike Mignola.
And no way.
Because he goes to the comic book, and he traded it in or something like that. And my boss was like, look, Mike Mignola, I was like, oh, that's cool. I was like, when did you guys get the Goon Library Edition? And he's like, oh, that's Mike Mignola's. He just brought it in to trade it in for something. And I was like, oh, can I have it? And he's like, yeah, sure. I was like, sweet. So
nice.
Yeah. So I was like, oh. But yeah, so I was just like, I saw that yesterday. I saw the headline. Fucking Guillermo del Toro, you know, says that there will never be a Hellboy 3, and that's that.
And let me tell you what it is.
Yeah.
It's Trump. That's what it is. Because he's from Spain. Because he speaks Espanol.
He's not from Spain.
He's, I mean, he's from, because he's Mexican.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Trump. I'm like, no, sure he's not.
No. He's from Guadalajara. So.
Yeah, no. Just because Guillermo del Toro is from Mexico and Trump is in office, this is why Hellboy is not happening. God damn it.
Yeah, so it just sucks, but I what are you going to do? Everybody watch Trollhunters on Netflix, Guillermo del Toro animation.
Oh, I can't wait. Definitely. And that's really bad news. It's really bad news to start off our new episode.
I think this podcast is done.
I'm sorry. I'm going to just
leave over.
It's over. So did you guys hear Stranger Things Season 2 is happening on, it's coming out on Netflix, the full season, October 31st, 2017. What do you guys think?
Exciting.
Exactly. I'm very excited.
Have you not seen it yet?
You haven't seen it? I thought you saw it. Stranger Things?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
He looked a little lost, guys.
I got really confused there.
Actually, I
have been drinking too much beer.
Okay,
get off your phone and focus on what you're saying.
Or maybe my transition was not. I'm so sorry. Maybe my transition wasn't smooth enough. But actually, I started watching Stranger Things because of you guys. You guys were like, you have to watch it. It's really good. Yeah, maybe not on air, but you guys did tell me about it, and I was like, oh, maybe I should. Yeah, it's a really great show.
Very good show.
Very good show. I really enjoyed it. They got a lot of awards.
October.
Yeah, October 31st. Great. Yeah, you know, I can't wait. I'm actually.
That's Halloween.
I just said that. Yeah.
I was just re-emphasizing.
Get off of Snapchat.
Reiterating.
Get off of Snapchat.
What she had already said. Reinforcing her thoughts.
Reinforcing. So I'm thinking. This is what I'm thinking. I'm thinking I'm going to decorate for Halloween, have a bunch of candy, bring out the TV in the living room, and just sit there and just like binge the season. While trick-or-treaters knock on my door. What do you guys think?
That's a bad idea because they're going to keep interrupting you.
No, I mean, I could always pause it and then, like, rewind it. It doesn't matter. I love that shit. I mean, I don't mind that.
It takes you out of the moment.
I really get in the moment. I mean, I can...
Just leave your door open and just have a tub of candy.
It's like, dig it! Dig it!
Go ahead, Graham.
Maybe microwave some popcorn.
Three pieces.
Maybe, like, splurge on some kettle popcorn, you know, like the real good stuff. I'm just excited about this. I already have a whole scenario happening in my head for this moment.
Speaking of real good popcorn, they should always have those fucking tins that they have at Christmas, like, year-round.
Oh, my God. Oh, they should. My God. With the cheddar, the caramel. The caramel. Oh, my God.
Caramel. You don't like caramel?
I do.
I like it. But the one that always goes for me first is the cheddar. Oh,
really?
Straight
bear. That's like the last one I eat.
You know, well,
I usually go caramel, kettle.
It's because there you go. You're backwards, man.
Cheese. And then there's like just regular
butter.
Like a regular butter one.
That's the last one I go with.
Yeah.
I like cheddar, but I kind of.
But you know what? The best thing to do?
I feel gross about eating it.
Why? It's cheese.
I don't know. I like.
You like cheese?
I'm a little rata and I'm. I don't know, man. I don't know.
You know who
honestly, I don't. I have no real reason other than I just. No, that's like my third choice.
You know what you
got to
do, though? You got to do is take the divider out.
Yeah. And you just mix it all up.
You toss some M&Ms in there.
Oh!
And then you just eat it. Like, it's popcorn trail
mix. Okay, which kind of M&Ms? Pure chocolate?
Peanut or the almond?
Peanut butter?
See, I like
pretzel?
You could put any one you want. I like peanut, so I put peanut in there.
Okay, so new plan is...
And then some tajin.
Tajin?
you gotta yeah, fucking throw in the tajin in there.
Some sriracha.
Their new fucking... Their slogan should be, we put this shit on everything.
Or you should
put this shit on everything.
It should.
I put that shit on
everything. I think that's Frank's Red Hot Sauce slogan.
Oh, that's right, it is.
Put the shit on everything.
Well, put some tajin on that motherfucker.
Put some... But you know what? You know, because they're introducing Christmas so much sooner every year as time goes on, we will probably have that tub of popcorn available on Halloween.
I think I'm just hungry now.
Do you guys want some popcorn?
Right. What kind of popcorn?
No, okay. You got some of that Christmas popcorn?
Yeah, what kind of popcorn?
I've got some kettle popcorn and some regular ones.
You do?
Yeah.
You know what? Fuck it, yeah.
Okay.
Bring some kettle.
We're going to pause for popcorn.
Cool.
And we just took our popcorn break. So, guys, I got to say, the CW fucking sucks. Now, why does the CW suck?
Yes, that's what I was going to go with.
Well, this is
you
the
get
thing.
My mind.
This is the thing. We have a subscription with Hulu and you know, Amazon Prime and Netflix and HBO Go. You know, we have our system, you know, and I had my system. I had my system where I, you know what, I would binge the week of shows. So that meant CW, like The Flash, Supergirl, iZombie. Now they have the Archie one. It's called Riverdale. And
based on Archie Comics?
Huh?
Is that any good?
I really enjoyed it.
Based on Archie Comics?
Yes. Yeah.
Really?
Yes. Veronica.
That's on CW.
But is it very CW-y? Like?
It, you know what? It's kind of cool because they
live action, right?
Yeah, yeah, live people and everything. So for me, it felt really cool because I got more of a Veronica Mars feel to it, but maybe it's a kind of a Pretty Little Liars feel too, but I'm not sure because I don't watch Pretty Little Liars or whatever that show. But it's good. I really like the acting. I like where the story's going. I've only seen the first episode because CW sucks. Because my fucking system has gone awry. I have to actually log on to CW to watch CW. And when I watch CW, I can't see it on my TV. I have to see it on my either laptop or my iPad. And it's inconvenient because when I'm home, I don't want to bring out my little laptop or my little iPad because I have a massive TV. You know, like, I want to be able to watch it on my TV. I haven't been able to put it on my regular TV as far as, like, the app. I use on the Apple TV, I use my brother's, and he hasn't put it on his account. So basically, I'm fucking left in the dark watching CW on a smaller version of what I'm used to. And I wear glasses, so it's really inconvenient. And there's a lot of great shows on the CW, but I really hate it. And I'm wondering.
Great shows?
Well, no, I really like The Flash.
Charmed, Dawson Creek.
Hey, those were good shows, I have you know.
Felicity.
Felicity was awesome.
I'm not joking because I loved all those shows.
Yes.
I haven't been watching any of the superhero TV shows.
I think I got halfway through The Flash.
The Flash has been great for
but
me.
Not, I haven't
Supergirl
watched the rest of it,
great.
Not because it wasn't interesting, but just because I've been binge watching like all these different shows because I keep getting recommendations from like all these different people. And I'm trying to watch all these things, and I sometimes a show gets left behind because I just not because it wasn't good, but because I'm watching all kinds of shit aside from you know life happening around me.
You know actually what superhero show I'm watching, and I'm really enjoying, which I thought I was not going to enjoy, Powerless.
Powerless.
Wait, that started already?
Yeah.
What?
Really? That show? I mean, based on just the trailer, like it was interesting, but I feel like that's one of those shows that gets canceled halfway through its season.
It probably will, but
so
I mean,
how is that?
It's funny, like well, really? The show.
It's quirky.
Alan Tudyk is funny.
He's a good
Alan
actor.
Tudyk
cool
is
dude.
Hilarious on that show.
Though I don't really. I mean, I haven't.
Mine a 10.
I can't say I haven't been formally introduced to him, but I've seen him off set. Like, because I was on his, I was an extra on a couple episodes of Con Man. It's his own show he has. He writes and he directs and he's, well, I don't know if he wrote, but he's,
It's called The Launch.
It's good. He's funny as hell, but off of the camera, he's pretty much the same person, at least from what I've seen. So,
dude,
you know.
Watch Powerless. Watch. It's only two episodes in.
Yeah.
But I'm telling you, Alan Tudyk is, I think, what makes that show. Danny Pudi, he's a.
What about Vanessa Hudgens?
She's just there.
Hudgens.
Oh, really? She's in it?
She's just there.
Hudgens. Yeah.
But, like, the other people are funny. I mean, to me.
And it's connected to the rest of the CW universe,
DC,
right?
Yeah, DC.
Mm-hmm. DC.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. So you hear about Superman, you hear about Batman. Well. Because like you were
Batman,
saying,
really?
Yeah, well, because you were saying, Alan Tudyk plays Bruce Wayne's cousin.
Oh, that's right, that's right.
So
yeah,
he's
yeah.
running Wayne Security, which is what Wayne Security
of subsidiary of Wayne Enterprises.
What
really?
Wayne Security does is they develop tools and instruments to help the everyday person be safe from these superhero fights, like almost choke, like falling debris or whatever.
Oh, nice.
You know, that's... they invent an umbrella that, well, yo, shit, it's falling debris, so
here's so an umbrella. It could, yeah, it could, but like, it, in a cocoon sort of way.
How far into it is the show?
It's only two episodes in.
Oh, nice.
Oh, and it,
is it on so Hulu?
Like I like it because I like Alan Tudyk in it.
I gotta watch it now. He is funny. I gotta watch it now.
He's funny in it. To me, he's funny. But you like, you know what kind of comedy I like, where it's just, it's really like 1970s comedy where it's just
Airplane.
Yeah, they're fucking fine. But Alan Tudyk is hilarious in it. I think he's hilarious.
Vanessa Hudgens.
She's some.
Like I would definitely say it piqued my interest when I saw it and read about it.
When I read about it,
I kind of felt like it was. I kind of felt like it was one of those. The trailer was going to be funny, and all the funny parts were in the trailer, and then I was going to be disappointed when I watched it.
No, like, I'm going to say I laughed with Alan Tudyk in the first episode. He was funny, and then, is it two or three? And the last one is called Sinking Day, which deals with the Atlanteans and Aquaman and stuff like
oh,
that.
Oh, nice.
But he just makes me laugh. Right? He's hilarious, so I always look forward to that.
Where do you end up watching this? On Hulu or no?
I have this thing called Super Chillin' where I watch everything on there, and it's free.
It's so super legal.
I don't pay for any of this
stuff. Oh, nice.
But yeah, so...
There's a little flyer on here. I'm sorry, guys.
So yeah, but watch it. Watch the first two episodes.
I'm gonna watch it.
The first one is, get through it. Watch the second one. But like I'm saying, Alan Tudyk, even his secretary is kind of funny. Like I said, Vanessa Hudgens, she's just there, something to look at.
So it's one of those like you like to say when you read comic books, you got to give it that whole three issue try.
Well, so I mean, for me, it was the first issue. When I watched the first one, I was laughing. Oh, okay. Like I was laughing out loud.
He had you at hello.
I trust what's the word I'm looking for.
Absolutely. I can't wait. Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, it's already out though.
In that area, but not that exact word.
So it's called Powerless, and it just you just kind of see the it deals with. It's like The Office, pretty much.
Yeah, that's what I
like. The Office, and Vanessa Hudgens is kind of like the manager, and she's new to the company and stuff. He's Alan Tudyk's funny in it. Like, yeah, I think he's the one that carries the show. If he wasn't in it, it'd probably be done.
Well, another show that I was really interested in was Powers, but I haven't gotten into the second season only because I wasn't able to find it. I think the last time I saw it was on Crackle, I think. Mm. But I have to actually search for it in order to watch it.
That's on the PlayStation Network, right?
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm.
So what I want to see still, too, Hellblazer. Not Hellblazer. I'm an idiot.
was like, Hellblazer? What?
That'd be cool. Right?
Preacher. Sorry,
yes.
Preacher.
And you know what? Unfortunately, I never ended up watching that one. Was that any good?
Didn't finish the first season, but it was fucking fantastic.
Really? Yeah.
I fucking loved it.
I haven't watched it.
I lost track of it because of life, but it was
I totally forgot about it until right now that we talked about it.
Speaking of Hellblazer, did you know that they're bringing back...
Constantine?
Yes.
No way.
The CW. I believe it's a CW. But no, it is animated, yeah. But it continues from the live-action show, and it actually has the same actor... what's his name?
Matt Ryan.
Yeah, he's actually still portraying it, and I believe it's still connected to the rest of the CW DC universe as well.
Well, Constantine was connected with Arrow, and that's the only way I will watch Arrow now is when there's like a crossover. Between the Flash.
Arrow just lost it.
I heard it was a rumor. I don't know if it's going to go now, but I heard that in season 3 of Legends of Tomorrow, they're supposed to make Constantine a main character to bring Matt Ryan back. Like there was talks of bringing him into it. And it was before season 2, shot. Before season 2 was even shot, I believe they were already talking about getting him in, but he was busy with I forgot what. And they were thinking they could bring him in as a main character. That would be good, right? They were thinking of bringing him in as a main character for season 3 of Legends of Tomorrow, which I mean, I've never seen Legends of Tomorrow, but I love his portrayal of Constantine.
I think
he was great in the crossover. He made the episode. I'm not a fan of the Arrow show. Yeah. But him in it was great, and, you know.
They should just make a Legends...
Legends of Yesterday.
Justice League Dark TV show.
Exactly. That
movie,
totally
TV
work.
Show, animated because series, anything.
The cool thing about Constantine that I was excited about is they were showing fucking... oh, my God, what's his name? Not the Phantom. Phantom Stranger. The one in the green, all green.
Spectre.
Thank
yeah.
you, yes.
The Wrath of God.
So I was like, oh my God.
Or the embodiment of the Wrath
it.
Of God.
And I just wanted him to touch into, like, swap things.
He just wanted them to touch into swap.
You
their,
know what? They should, you know,
their,
they should ex. I mean, they made Swamp Thing the movie. They should really make Swamp Thing the TV show. And they should make put it on. Freaking yeah!
Did
you guys see his portrayal of Swamp Thing in the Justice League Dark animated movie?
That's what I was gonna ask.
I haven't.
Have you seen Justice League?
I
Dark?
Did.
I have.
It was
not.
Pretty cool.
Really?
I liked it.
Justice League.
What no, I feel like Batman was shoehorned into there, but
it's because they're like
about sales and
people only
you know.
Gonna watch it cause it has Batman.
Exactly. So he was pretty shoehorned in there, but though he was shoehorned, he wasn't necessarily. Like, why is this fucking guy here? It was funny to have him in there.
You know what? They should,
Swamp Thing was
they
awesome.
Should bring that guy, the guy that plays Pike in Star Trek, be Batman. The older
Pike.
Version of Batman. Captain Pike.
Captain Pike.
Commander Pike, Colonel Pike, whatever it was.
Who are you talking about?
Star Trek. The first Star Trek. He was Pike. He was the first the first
the
captain.
The rebooted Star Trek
yeah.
movie in 2000 and...
Well, even Star Trek TV show starts with Captain Pike. And then it got refixed to have Captain Kirk.
Mm.
And Pike shows up later in the series.
You know what?
You gotta watch it again.
Somebody who considers a Trek, I have no idea what you're talking about.
You don't know who Pike is.
Wow, you know something more than I do.
I know a lot.
It's just one thing.
He's been alive.
How do you not remember Pike?
I don't know who Pike is, man. I cannot. Maybe it's the alcohol, dude. I have absolutely no idea.
Oh my God.
I cannot imagine it. I cannot think of it. It's not reminiscing anything. Not ringing a bell. It's not.
Pike is the guy that met in the TV in the movies, the new ones.
Yeah.
He's the one that spoke with Kirk in the bar. He's the one that brought him.
Oh.
Into
he was friends with his dad.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
He was the captain there.
Okay, I know who you're talking about now. He's not a major character. He's a minor character.
Did I say he was
supporting?
A major character?
If that,
if it wasn't for Kike, for Kike.
Oh
if
my
it was,
God!
Oh,
for Kike.
Oh,
I said Kike.
Oh yeah.
I said Kike.
Tell us how you really feel.
If it wasn't for Kike.
Oh, I'm gonna tell you right now.
Do you run media?
Okay.
Like, because he's voiced Batman in the animations.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Did he... In which ones?
The ones. The Batman ones. I think he was in the Son of Batman. He was the voice.
Oh,
I think,
wow.
Like, three
that
of them.
That was a good one.
Three of them.
That was a really good one.
He was the voice. I was like, they should just make him Batman.
Right?
Like, the older version of Batman.
Speaking of Batman, did you guys hear... I don't know if you know, but there's this whole thing going on with the whole the next Batman movie for the DCU. It's kind of like on the shambles right now because at the get-go there was Ben Affleck. You know, he's portraying Batman right now.
Absolutely.
He's supposed to. I believe he was not only directing and starring. I think he was writing on it as well.
Yeah, he was writing.
What?
So and then he had spoken to the media and said that. He felt he couldn't really do a great acting portrayal of Batman if he's also having to direct. So he stepped down from the mantle of directing and decided he'll just act.
Really?
That'll be his thing. So they got another guy. I think it was it Matt Reeves? Is that a real person?
I don't know.
they got somebody else to do it. And then there was this controversy of later on for – I'm not really sure exactly what because I really just read the headlines on things. Ben Affleck doesn't want to play Batman anymore. That was the thing that came up afterwards.
Good, get out.
Get out.
So he doesn't want to play Batman anymore.
Why wouldn't
you want to play Batman?
Right.
If you can be anything in the world, be Batman.
But you know what?
Superman.
This is the thing. This is the thing that I've been arguing forever. Like if, for instance, like now Scarlett Johansson is going to be...
Hot.
I know she's hot. But she's going to be in Ghost in the Shell. I mean, a character that is Japanese, right? And I'm thinking, how do you sleep at night? How do you fucking sleep at night when you know that...
Oh, with lots of money.
Yeah. I mean, does money really come into it? I mean, do you even feel
sadly completely? It's all about the money.
And I'm thinking, do you feel badly that how do you sleep at night?
Subconsciously, yes, you would. But on the other hand, if it were me, I would feel bad because like, yeah, this isn't necessarily fair. This is an Asian character. It should go to an Asian person.
Ooh, I'm so sorry. No. Nowadays, there shouldn't be any of that.
Oh, well, nowadays.
We're all one human race.
I get that. Okay, but if somebody approached me and they're like, oh, my God, I want you to play the next Wonder Woman.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, look, I love Wonder Woman. I am a DC fan. And as much as it would honor me to play Wonder Woman, I'm fat, I'm short, and it just...
But
I'm
you love not, money.
I do love money.
You see it this way.
But if people are not
for it, but on the other hand, if you pass on that chance of portraying that character, someone else is going to get that chance because they clearly the studio doesn't give a shit who they gave it to. So they're going to give it to somebody else and rather you have it
mess
been
it up
some random person
okay.
or you.
Well,
she might be like, that sucks. You should give it to an Asian person. But on the other hand, I like money, and you're going to give it to somebody else that's not Asian, so it might as well be me.
And you're an actor, so you want to be making that money, and you want to be making those big roles, yeah.
Okay.
My question is an answer. It's a multifaceted...
Yeah, even if they ask me if I want to be Wonder Woman, I'd be like, yeah, sure.
But that's
it's the age of inclusion, right? So, like, I'll be Wonder Woman. You're going to pay me? It's either you pay me and I get the money, or you're gonna pay some other person because that's how.
I get it now. But I mean, I'm just thinking like Ben Affleck, like,
yeah.
You know, don't people like on the streets throw shit at you for fucking up Batman? I mean, like, I would.
Well,
I
thought he did a
Ben
good.
Affleck
thought,
didn't fuck up.
He
Batman,
didn't fuck up
Batman.
He did. I thought he did a pretty good job.
Scott Snyder did not.
When I heard he was gonna be Batman, I was pissed. I wanted nothing to do with it.
Yeah.
I thought it was a terrible idea. He looks nothing like it. I think he's a good actor when it comes to
other stuff.
His own things.
His own things are
so
great.
Aside from that, I'm not a fan of the guy, but I thought he did a pretty fucking good job. I thought it was cool. So I found
except
it hard
for
to do
his,
that. I didn't want to be Batman.
Confusion in saying Martha, except for that little part.
Why did you say Martha? Why did you say it?
Are we still rolling? Martha.
Martha.
That whole part.
So then he
was fine.
So yeah, so then he doesn't want to be Batman, and then, you know, to make things even worse, now the new director who's directing it after that doesn't want to direct. He dropped out. So the whole Batman thing is kind of in a giant limbo thing.
You know what? There's already
rumors of the next actor who's going to portray him, which I saw the picture, and I mean, judging just by looks, and I don't even know the guy, but he doesn't look like a Batman to me. But you know what?
But you don't like
neither
anybody.
Did Ben Affleck.
But you know what?
Neither did anybody.
But you know what? Gal Gadot did not look to me like Wonder Woman. I was the very first person to say,
oh, yeah. She's too skinny.
She's too skinny. She has no ass. I saw her in Fast and the Furious.
Yeah.
She has a really thick accent.
But she looked pretty fucking awesome.
But you know what?
Let me tell you.
But
Wonder Woman should have an accent, though.
Exactly. That's what I come after that. It's like, I'm like... You're right. She does have an accent because I actually ended up reading another Wonder Woman comic book, and I was like, you know what? She does have an accent. What the fuck was I talking about? Not only that, but she really fucking stepped up to the fucking role.
Yeah, she
did. And if anything,
she was good at it too.
Yeah, if anything, she was the
best
part of the
movie. Well, not surprisingly, she's a gorgeous woman, but she pulled it off. She surprised the shit out of me. She looked great.
In Fast and the Furious, she was
acting wise
okay to me, visually, like, attractiveness, like, you know, but, you know,
I actually didn't even know her because I stopped watching Fast and Furious after Tokyo Drift.
I stopped watching Fast and Furious after the first trailer.
Come on, the first movie was good.
It was good.
I mean, it was alright.
For what it is.
I like that stuff.
But then
I like that
they
stuff.
Got fantastical after like three. They started getting into like these guys are falling from space and they're working with government agencies and their cars defy gravity and like it became too out there.
I went
for
to see
a car
John
about,
Wick and they have another trailer for another one.
Yeah, I was surprised.
I'm like,
I was surprised.
Didn't you guys just...
It's Charlize Theron.
The first one was about racing cars on the street. The newest one is, I don't know, in space or something. There's demons.
No, they're
gods.
They're all cops now. They're all undercover.
It got ridiculous. Yeah. It got way too ridiculous.
It did, but I enjoyed them.
I've never seen her before until
I saw her
in Wonder Woman.
Yeah,
I thought she was great.
No, and I saw her in these, and I was like, you know, and she didn't play an enormous character, so to me, I didn't really see her acting chops, but I was pleasantly surprised.
I think from what I heard is that depending on how Wonder Woman does, and how? What's the other movie that's coming out?
Basically, what you're trying to say is that she.
Which, by the way, comes out on my birthday this year.
What?
Birthday. Yeah.
So I heard that depending on how Wonder Woman does and Justice League does, that if they don't do well, they're just gonna scrap everything and redo it.
So what you're saying is that the DC universe rests on Gal Gadot's arms or shoulders or whatever.
Well, that director most likely, and Scott Snyder is fucking directing Justice League, so we know how that's gonna go.
But what I'm saying is like,
judging by the trailer, it looks like he might have taken a few tips, even though he won't admit it, from the criticisms he had with BVS.
Of course. Thank you.
I mean, why wouldn't you? Either on a conscious or subconscious level.
He's like, I'm Scott Snyder. I made 300, which is a great movie.
Might be one of the few.
It's a great movie, yes, of course.
People who thought that.
And that, you know, that was Dark Horse
as
well, right? Huh? 300? Dark Horse? Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Frank Miller.
But you know what? He was a consultant on the movie, so, I mean, you couldn't fucking fuck with it. No.
I think like I've been telling a lot of people, the main problem with that movie to me personally is just that it was cluttered. There was just too many
things going on.
I think if they would have taken some of that out, you know, stretched out other plots, I don't think it's a terrible movie. I just think it was just too much going on in the same movie. That could have been stretched out to two or three movies as opposed to one, and I think that was its downfall. I don't think people want to complain.
Their problem
so much
is just the rush. They're just trying to rush.
That's the thing. They're rushing everything. Yeah. They're compacting everything, and if they would have just chill and take their time, but you know,
but anyways,
those places are run by the money.
Did you run media?
And not by the artistic integrity of franchises and properties.
I think if we took the people that are doing the animated movies
and make
them
well, actually, for the DC universe, that they actually did get one of the head guys. I don't know if he is the head guy, but one of the head guys for the animated WB series or DC series, I mean, they actually got him, and now he's a consultant in the whole DC universe for the movies.
Oh,
so
good.
I thought that was a really good thing. I'm like, okay, cool, because those guys are
killing
it. Those guys are killing
it. Jeff Johns and the other guys.
Exactly, yeah. Those guys are killing it.
Jeff
so
Johns
to bring him along for the movies, I think that's a fucking fantastic choice. So we'll see how that goes, because
I hope
I'm not
it
sure
makes
if
a difference.
He was on board already before they started filming Wonder Woman and Justice League, I'm not sure, but I think it's a great idea to.
As long as I don't hear that they're reshooting scenes, I'm good.
I'm pretty sure they did.
No, because when they start saying that they reshoot scenes, it's like, it's like you might as well fucking slap that fucking cross on their fucking race.
Oh, but did you hear about Mel Gibson?
What happened to Mel Gibson?
Where he called BVS a piece of shit.
And now he wants to direct Suicide Squad 2?
He's in talks.
Oh, he is.
Warner Bros. Is in talks with him to direct Suicide Squad 2.
No way.
What a motherfucking sellout.
What?
Or
hypocrite.
God. Hypocrite. That's the word of the
motherfucker.
How's he a hypocrite, though?
No, but
because he was talking shit
about BVS. He said it was a piece of shit.
But maybe
shit about the...
No, it's just talking about what Zack Snyder did with BVS.
Well, maybe he's
Jesus.
Maybe they're like, put your money where your mouth is and direct the shit.
And
he's
like,
all right. He's like, fuck yeah, let me grab that bull by the horns.
Give me a fat check.
Dude, I did Braveheart, motherfucker.
Can you see him direct? I mean,
well,
he's a good
did
director.
Braveheart.
He's great.
Braveheart.
But he hasn't really been in that kind of territory
Patriots
of
The
of
Patriots?
Filmmaking.
Did he direct The Patriots?
He did Passion of the Christ.
I mean, he's
Passion
been really realistic except for
Passion
the fantasy known as Passion of the Christ.
The Desert Wizard.
Arabian Wizard. So, he's a great
Passion director, of the Christ was a really great movie.
Can he direct a fantasy outside of biblical fantasy? That's the, you know, it's the
But he did Braveheart, and he run. And made, got
but that was based in, for the most part, realism. A real portrayal of something
but
that actually
but
happened.
But he has acted in Lethal Weapon. That's not really real. That's no, a little fantastical.
But it was fantastic.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Wait.
That's true. That'd be interesting. Even though I thought Suicide Squad was good too. It wasn't very fleshed out, and the plot was kind of yeah. But I think for the most part, for what it is, with a bunch of C-list characters, I thought it was all right. So that's just
I thought it was crap.
I might be biased because I just like DC.
I like DC too, but that's the problem, come on now.
I've told plenty of people plenty of times, you can give me the worst Superman movie in history and I'm probably going to like it
because I'm just
a Superman fan.
They gave you the worst Superman movie.
Superman Returns?
Yeah.
I liked it.
But you know what? let's be honest.
Superman
let's
not count that one. That one is terrible.
Let's be honest. Like, out of all the Superman films,
yes,
they're still better than Superman versus Batman. We gotta say, yeah. In my opinion,
not Superman 4,
not Superman Returns.
Well, okay, yeah, no, Superman Returns is still a little bit better. The consistency of the story was a lot better than Superman versus Batman
because it was a singular
storyline. Yeah, even if I didn't like Lois Lane, because I still don't like her, that actress,
the new Lois Lane.
No, the one in that
Kate Bosworth.
Yeah. Her as she looked like a teenager trying to be a Pulitzer Prize winner. I just can't see it. And a mother on top of that. I just couldn't see it.
She just looked
super tiny. I just like, you're going to break.
She has
I just
a big
don't
forehead
get it.
Or
yeah,
head or
yeah,
something.
That's true.
Yeah.
But regardless, whatever. Anyways, have
Man,
you guys...
We got deep into
we,
DC
we really
right
got,
now,
we
yeah.
got a little
right,
bit
we're
excited.
We're very passionate about DC.
We are, absolutely.
I sure.
agree, yes.
That's my...
have you guys seen Legion? It's a new Marvel series. It's actually based on the son of Xavier, the maker of the X-Men. Have you guys seen him?
No.
I have not seen it, but I have read up a little bit on it.
It's
I didn't know who the hell this guy was.
Right. It's on FX, and it's on Hulu currently. It's on its second episode. I think the third episode will happen on Wednesday. It's based on Legion, which is a Marvel anti-hero who has mental illnesses. His name is based on a reference from the Bible. It's my name is Legion for I am many. It's a quote.
Oh, like the demon Pazuzu?
I think so.
Because the demon Pazuzu said the same thing in the movie The Exorcist. She was possessed by the demon Pazuzu, who also, I don't know if he did in the movie, but at least he says it in folklore, is also, he says the same thing, I am many. It's a legion of demons. Oh, interesting.
Pretty cool. And I think that's a reference they also use in Sandman at one point in one of the books. So he's the son of Xavier. This is not something they reference in the show, but as far as the character is concerned, he's Charles Xavier's son. That he had with Gabriel Haller. He had a son named David Charles Haller. His powers are telepathy, psychokinesis, time travel, pyrokinesis, and reality warping.
Jesus.
So history may have it in the books that he is one of the most powerful mutants out there.
Doesn't he have like an ability? Doesn't he kind of like take your?
Yeah, that's another thing that I couldn't figure out. It
kind of like your
absorbs your power and self,
like your conscience or something. Right?
Yeah, like
he can like has your thoughts.
Like
your,
he can become you in a way.
For a
time, I think there's a moment.
Oh, it's only a period. Of time.
Yeah, it's a period of time where he
I think in one of the stories he, or maybe because he did it all at once, but I believe in one of the X-Men stories he has like 1,000 different personalities running through him at once.
Mm.
So maybe, I don't know how that came to be, but I can imagine, I mean, schizophrenia is just two, and that seems to be crazy enough to make people do weird shit, so I can imagine 1,000 different personalities in your head at once. That's insane.
Yeah, I've actually seen the first two episodes, and it's a really, it's sort of like an art painting to me. Mm. Like, there's so many dimensions to it. Like, it'll be, like, in the present, and then it'll go to the past, and then it'll go to a reality in his brain as a memory that interacts with you. So it's, like, many faceted. Damn, yeah. And so I don't recommend you look at your phone when you watch this, because you really kind of need to see everything. You and another thing, yeah, and another thing that I saw about this series, which I really liked, was it takes place in, like, between in the 60s, sort of 60s, 70s kind of thing.
Any connection to the X-Men movies?
No, they haven't said there is. They haven't said that he's the son of Xavier. As a matter of fact, he has a mom, but we don't know if maybe it was an adoption or anything like that. They do refer to him as a mutant, so there is a mutant. It's not somebody with abilities like they do with, you know, other movies. Mm. So they do refer to him as mutant, and they do have mutants in this world.
So it means it would connect with the X-Men movies.
That's what I'm thinking and I'm hoping for, because I'm really loving the main actor. He really has a grasp on this really, like, obscure, weird storyline and character basis. It's just his eyes go wide, and you know like you see this. I mean, his acting is really good. I really enjoy it. I feel like if I were in that situation, I would, you know, probably try to commit suicide as one of the story lines in the story. It's so I'm really enjoying it, and I really like that whole, like, it's based on the 60s kind of thing.
You said it's two episodes in.
Two episodes
I'm
have
in. To
watch and
that.
You
and
can
Powerless,
watch.
So watch them back to back.
It's on Hulu.
Hulu's cheaper cousin.
Right. I actually was concerned that I wasn't going to get to watch it because I didn't know if it's going to be on Hulu, but it is. So.
So is this the episodes? Are they released weekly or is it all at once?
No, it's weekly.
I'm like so like used and privileged now to, like, I want it all at once.
Yeah,
I want
exactly.
to watch it on my terms, not on yours.
Absolutely.
Though
I agree.
You know, though the downside of that is you watch everything in like 2 or 3 days and then you have to wait a fucking year.
Exactly.
For the rest of it. So,
another thing that I was recommended was Emerald City. And I thought I binged it and I watched it all this weekend. And I'm like, oh, it hasn't ended. I just caught up is what it was. But no, it's really good. I really enjoy it. The main character, Dorothy, is actually Latina.
Oh, really?
And she speaks Spanish in the first episode. So I'm like, oh, my God, you're so hot. I just want to do stuff to you. But but you know what? When characters speak Spanish, for me, it's like you just became like 10 points hotter. So for me, it was just really good. I really enjoy it. But Legion, I'm really loving the mindfuck that comes with this. It's a really good mindfuck. I mean, excuse me, just to let you know how much of a mindfuck it is, it's like there's a point where he's trying to escape, and this girl that he absorbed talks to him in a memory he had of an event, and he's talking to her, but this is not real time, it's a memory. So she's forming a plan with him within a memory he had. So it's kind of weird.
Sounds very Inception-like.
Inception. You know, and there's another point where, like, because he switched places with another character, like he absorbs the character.
Yeah.
This other character that didn't know these powers, she kind of releases them, like, just goes crazy and releases them, and then she ends up killing one of his friends and traps her in a solid wall, and then all you can hear is the dripping of blood. So it's pretty cool. Yeah. I really enjoyed it.
Check this out.
Yeah, and
It's on the queue.
I actually want to do more research on what book I can read to, like, actually know more about the character itself. I know it's never going to be true to the comic book story, but
it's always an interpretation of.
Right, but I'm excited to see where they go with this, definitely. Yes. So, Mr. Ivan, What comic book have you been reading this week?
Well, after witnessing an explosion that decimates the city's organized crime community, killing dozens, the Black Beetle, Cult City's sleuthing sentinel, is on the hunt for answers and justice. Our Pope hero searches island prisons, dank sewers, and swanky nightclubs for the mysterious man known as Labyrintho.
Labyrintho.
Like a labyrinth?
Like
yes,
labyrinth.
Like a labyrinth.
Like a labyrintho?
I say this guy is very puzzling.
Puzzling.
Perhaps confusing.
He's very mazy.
A conundrum?
So the book I read, and I will be talking about.
And it's in a hardcover, guys.
It's a hardcover. So
he went all out. The
only way to get a Francesco Francavilla masterpiece.
Mm.
Oh, you're always talking about
Shut
that
fuck
guy.
Up.
Dang, okay.
Damn. So I read the Black Beetle, and it's pretty much a throwback to the pulpy 30s, 40s, those guys, which are my favorites. Which I wish some of these great writers would pick up, like
The Mask,
Dick
the
Tracy,
Phantom.
The Mask.
That would be in the pulp era.
Yes, it would.
The Mask.
The Mask. Jim Carrey's Mask.
Wait, that's not what I was thinking of.
Yeah, what are you talking about?
The Mirror Mask.
Shadow.
From Neil Gaiman.
The Shadow.
The Shadow.
I meant the Shadow.
The Shadow. The Rocketeer.
The Rocketeer.
Dick Tracy.
All those people you just
the
mentioned.
Spider,
the Mask. I'm sorry, I was confusing.
Miss Fury.
I was confusing that new series
Zorro.
That came out called Masks.
Oh.
That had
everybody.
The Phantom,
yeah.
The Shadow.
Yeah.
It had, okay, that I'm.
So,
I've been drinking.
So
sorry.
This is based on that, and pretty much the way this. I love the look of this character. I wish I was thinner so I could cosplay as him. I'd totally do it because you've never seen a cosplay. Black Beetle. All
right,
and pretty much that's what it is. It's the Black Beetle is a superhero. He's not really super. He's just one of those pulp heroes, and he goes and takes on Labyrintho. And it's pretty much deals with crime like the old pulpy comics do with these heroes. And it's a great read, and my boss actually recommended this to me because I was like, man, I wish somebody would pick up fucking Dick Tracy and Shadow and make these comics and make them good. Which they are doing the Shadow, but, oh my god, they're just terrible stories to read, and it's like, ugh, hurts my...
Yeah, what was it, the Masks?
Masks.
Sucked?
Masks
right?
Sucked, because
yeah.
They had everybody, all those Pope heroes.
Especially, I hate to say it, but the one that was drawn
Green
by...
Hornet. Green Hornet.
The one that was drawn by, Alex Ross was
no way
crazy boring.
Yeah,
I was bored out of my fucking mind. I think I enjoyed like maybe the first.
I enjoyed the artwork.
Episode. The first issue, but it was cool to see them all together though. Yeah. It was great. Yeah.
So this is the Black Beetle came out in 2009. It might have been later than that. I don't remember.
It was in the 2000s.
It was in the, you know, the 2000s.
It was in the 2012.
It was in 2012. That was close.
Oh, wow. That was a lot closer than
the
end.
I think the way Black Beetle came about was Francesco Francavilla, who does amazing artwork. I love his artwork. He does a lot of covers. I collect his covers now. That's what my comic collection has dwindled down to. It's just Francesco Francavilla and Eric Powell artwork. Because I love his colors. He uses a lot of blacks, oranges, reds, yellows.
Ivan loves his colors.
It's great. I like them colors. Mm-hmm. Especially when they're chained to my stove.
To understand the reference, please listen to Bump in the Night. Nice.
Yeah, so No Way Out. No Way Out. And the way he came up with this character is that he was doing like this free draw thing online, I guess some website, and he just sketched out.
Oh, so his character is a recent character. Though.
Yeah, he sketched out.
Okay.
This is his creation. The Black Beetle is his creation. He wrote the story and drew it and everything. He just kind of sketched out this hero because he has a lot of that influence from back in the day, a lot of these pulpy characters.
Mm-hmm.
He drew out this character, this hero, and he had two characters, and people were like, okay, what... if I were to write one, which one would you guys want me to do? And everybody was like, oh, Black Beetle, do the Black Beetle. And that's when he wrote these book, these comics, which are now collected in a beautiful hardcover. And recently, this past year, they released a one-shot of the Black Beetle, which I have, but I haven't read it yet. I mean, it's pretty much what it is. If you're a fan of Dick Tracy, The Shadow, Grendel, all those people, definitely check out Black Beetle. And it's the same type of story where it's like crime, and it's just this guy, he's trying to, you know, help the city. And, yeah, and it's great. I love it.
Nice. I'm excited.
And it's nothing else I can really say because it doesn't really get, like, too deep or anything just because it's that type of book where it's that pulpy, you know, they fight the mob or whatever, you know, try to take down the bad guy.
That goes back to a simpler time.
Goes back to simple blah. This ain't no Neil Gaiman book. But it's beautiful. It looks...
Or Grant Morrison.
It looks great. I love the smell. And, you definitely enjoy it. And definitely check out Francisco Francavilla because he does a lot of work for Mondo Tees. He does a lot of posters, especially
movie posters. Didn't he do Evil Dead?
Yeah. He does a lot of horror posters and all kinds of stuff. So yeah, check out Francesco Francavilla. He's an Italian, and I love it, man.
Italian.
I wish it was my daddy. but yeah, great stuff. Question. Read. The Black Beetle.
Nice. Thank you, Seth. Bravo.
Maybe I'll try to share some of his artwork and stuff on our Facebook page.
Absolutely.
Not yet.
Why would I wait for you to tell me when it's okay to shoot you?
Oh, my God.
Have you seen that?
No.
Desperado. It's like when Antonio Banderas is at the bar, when it first opens, he's at the bar after the white guy tells the story and then Desperado walks in.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, you know, Cheech is in the bartender. He's like, what's in the briefcase? Or not the briefcase, the guitar case.
The guitar case.
He's like, it's just my guitar, okay? Just my guitar. And then he's like, Cheech is like, hey, check the thing. And he checks it. He's like, it's a guitar. And then slowly, you remember how Desperado is? The
guitar face facade opening.
It starts opening, and that's probably not even the scene, but it's in that same scene.
Mm-hmm.
But it might be at time. But anyways, they're shooting, and then Desperado doesn't have any guns, and everybody pulls out the guns, and he's like, hey, not yet. And they all wait for him to get his guns. And then start shooting, which is hilarious. That's what John and I were saying. Not yet. When you're not ready. Not yet.
You're not ready. That's perfect. Not yet. Everybody will stop.
Yeah, absolutely. I think they will. I mean,
but
people
just say it in that.
You gotta be assertive.
In the
Bandera
voice.
It's a universal law of the universe.
When she's like, are you ready to finish? And you're like, not yet.
Not yet. And she's like, wrap it up.
Up it!
Well, my review on my comic book is on Descender.
I thought you were going to say Desperado.
Desperado. It's on Descender. It's a trade paperback from Jeff Lemire and Dustin Nguyen. And it's
I'll say
spelled.
I love the cover.
It's
reminds me of a movie, though.
Actually, I'm going to touch on that. Dustin's last name is Nguyen, Nguyen. But I had a doctor who was teaching my class, and he said it's Nguyen. So now I know it's pronounced Nguyen, even though it's
opposed to
Nguyen. Nguyen.
Oh, you were saying Nguyen?
I would have been like Nguyen.
Nguyen, right?
I would have been like Nguyen. Not gonna matter.
It's Dustin Nguyen.
Dustin
Nguyen. His first name is Dustin, and his last name is Nguyen.
Nguyen.
No, it's Nguyen. It's pronounced Nguyen. It's spelled.
Definitely did not like him.
No, it's not that. I think they were just a simile.
Dustin.
Dustin.
But people do that. I mean, I was dating a guy whose name is Lawrence. Mm-hmm. It was Lawrence because he passed away. But his mom, his mom couldn't Japanese, like from Japan, mm-hmm. and they named him Lawrence because I guess his father asked to name him Lawrence. But she would say she would call him Ro-chan because she could not say Lawrence without Lawrence.
It's not even close.
Right. I know.
What's his last name?
Lessing.
That doesn't
Lawrence Lessing?
Sound very Japanese.
No, because his mom was Japanese. His dad was German.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So he named him, and his mom couldn't pronounce his name.
Like, I feel like his mom, his entire lifetime, she did not like him because she couldn't pronounce his name.
Lawrence Lessing.
She's like, you're no son of mine. Your fucking name is Lawrence.
Mom, I'm a professor. My name is Lawrence Lessing.
Right? Anyway, God rest your soul, Lawrence.
The more you know.
Anyway, this book, Descender, it's really interesting. It's actually a Jeff Lemire book, like I said, and it's actually the first creator-owned book between 20 and 40 issues it's going to run. It's not going to run very, very long.
So is it over yet? No.
It's up there in numbers. I've just picked up the first trade paperback, so it's probably almost nearing to its end. I just started reading it, but it's pretty interesting. I'm probably going to finish it. It's actually in January 2015, Sony Pictures acquired the movie rights to Descender, so I'm pretty excited what they're going to do.
They were in talks for the movie before the first issue even came out.
Really?
Yeah,
did they pitch it to them or something? Or how did that happen?
I don't know, but because I don't really know, but Jeff Lemire has a lot of good stuff. I mean, we reviewed one of earlier episodes. We reviewed Jeff Lemire's Underwater Welder, which he actually wrote and drew. Sweet Tooth, he also wrote. He didn't draw on that, did he? I don't think he drew that.
I think he drew it. I've never read it.
Can you imagine how that goes? Like a studio.
Right now he's doing...
He's
doing Bloodshot.
Yeah. Like the studio's like, Ivan, we love your idea. We want to have the rights to make a movie for it. And Ivan's like,
show me the money.
And Show me the money.
John, we literally haven't written shit. We just came up with the basic fucking, what's the word I'm looking for? The pitch, I guess you could say. We just came up with like a pitch within ourselves. And then the studio's like, we want that.
Fuck it up anyway.
Well, can you fucking write it and just, we can pretend that you fucked up our idea?
Give me a chip.
I'll sell out. I'm cool with that. Chip. You down with selling
out? I'll sell out every goddamn scene in the theater.
Oh, yeah, I'll sell out like a motherfucker. And then, you know, in all those sellouts, I have enough money to work on something that I would never sell out on.
Right, exactly.
Exactly. So you got to sell out a little bit to sell in. And we like novellas, so we're going to go with that.
I will work on my luchador novella.
Right. It's going to be nice.
The poster will be drawn by Francisco Francavilla. Speaking of Netflix... has a awesome documentary called Lucha México, I think it is.
I saw that. I need to see the actual.
I haven't finished it, but
I want to put it on my queue. Totally.
Where are you going? You're going to go pee again.
Yes.
Oh, we need you.
No, just keep going.
No. So anyway, Jesse Wigoto, the writer of Tron, he is actually working on the screenwriting adaptation of Descender. So I'm very excited to see what they're going to come up with.
I hate this whole adaptation thing.
But they have to do that.
But
you have the source material, the thing that made you so interested in it, so why wouldn't you just go pretty much for the most part...
Verbatim. Right.
As opposed to like, oh, this is a fantastic story. I think it's fucking great. Let me grab it and, you know, change... a shit ton of things about it and then make that into a fucking
Do you think
movie.
That's just how they keep it, like, keep their name in it? Like, oh, I like your shit, but I'm gonna take it and rewrite it.
I kind of think that, but I also kind of think maybe they're thinking of in another sense of like, okay, here's this very popular thing in this medium, which be comics or whatever it is, and I'm going to take it into a different medium, and this medium has a different audience, so we have to kind of go for a different...
kind of feel for it?
Feel for it. So this was popular shit in here, but we need to bring it into here, and therefore we got to change things around to make it more... For that audience, yeah.
Mainstream, I guess
you could say, for the most part. But I think that's probably what it is. It's like, oh, that's fantastic. But you know what? I got to make it a little more for everybody in this medium right here, you know, which be whatever it is. So it makes sense, but it also pisses you off when you're a fan of the original meaning or
like
medium.
Dark Tower?
Oh, don't even fucking get me started on Dark Tower. But that movie is going to tank like a motherfucker.
But you know what?
Great actors. Terrible movie.
But you know what? I mean, seeing the artwork from Dustin Nguyen.
You better say that in the movie, by the way.
It's really amazing. I mean, I really love his artwork. I mean, I don't know if it's pastels or what. I mean, it's definitely not just ink and pencil. It's definitely either pastels or... maybe guac.
Guacamole?
No. There's a gouache, I think it's called. Gouache. It's either that and maybe a hint of watercolor or whatever. But, you know, it's definitely just extraordinary. Absolutely not. As you were saying, the cover is really amazing. But, like, because this might be, like, a movie, then it should be something like that would... you know, look at the stars, every single star, like in a kind of a 3D kind of scenario, and there has to be some dialogue, and that's why we need some kind of person to like actually adapt the comic book to a real movie.
Makes sense.
Anyway, let me talk a little bit about the story. The story, it starts off with the machine that appears to be hostile, resembles, for me, it resembled Galactus. I don't know if you're aware of Galactus, how he's, like, really bigger than planets.
Oh, yeah. He's a planet eater.
Exactly. Ivan, would you like...
Oh, here she
comes. Would you like...
He's a planet eater.
Would you like another beer, Ivan?
No, I'm okay, thanks.
Okay. So, anyway, this hostile machine appears above everything. It resembles Galactus. And it's eight of them. And they actually call them the Harvesters. They attack...
And they go...
And, yeah, exactly. They actually... No. Oh, God, no. They actually attack, like, key planets that have, like, key civilizations, and they actually end up killing, like, over hundreds of millions of... I wouldn't say humans, because
that
they're not...
Sounds like the Man of Steel.
Humanoids?
Right. Humanoids or other life forms that are resembling human. And that initiates the robot genocide, because these machines that appeared in the atmosphere that killed and attacked, that actually awakens a fear of machines. So and they're from there on they proceed to a robot genocide where they destroy all the server working machines, all the robots that are companions, robots that are cooks, robots, you know, that are dog walkers.
Do all those robots have do they have a sense of like emotion, like emotions, or do they
a sense of self?
Yeah.
It seems to me that they do. It really does. It seems to me that they are aware.
Do the people that are getting rid of them know that?
I think they're just afraid, because there has been so much destruction from the Harvesters.
Yeah.
That they're just afraid that they are in cahoots with the Harvesters.
So they've always just been like, robots, join us and fight your fellow man. That's what I would have said.
Oh, maybe,
and then they would have been like, no, you know, that's my brother. And then I would have been like, you know what? Fuck you. And I would have killed them.
They would have been like, we're robots, dude.
Yeah, then I would have known for sure. Then we got to fight the uprising before it, we got to stomp it out before it happens.
Well, they stomped it out before it happened.
Okay.
So, anyway.
Wait, so it's a happy ever after?
No, it's not. So, it, like, literally cities are, like, rebuilding themselves. And then, like, we go back to a scene where Tim 21 is a child robot companion. This child robot companion is meant to be, like, a brother, a big brother, or a little brother for another child. Has a childlike tendencies, innocent, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed kind of kid. He wakes up after 10 years of being dormant. He wakes up in the mining colony that he was at, where in the mining colony, everybody's dead. Every human is dead because of like, some kind of a pocket of gas that was hit while mining. The only thing that remains is a drilling robot and a dog called Bandit, which is a robot dog. He actually taps on to try to find out what's going on, what's happening. His mom is dead. Everybody's dead. So he taps into the system, and then the UGC, which is this is my dog. Our mascot.
What the fuck? The uprising is starting.
They discover that this Tim 21 has logged onto the system. So they acquire Dr. Jin Kwan. Jin Kwan actually is the maker of the Tim 21, this companion robot child, along with Captain Telsa. Because you know what? In my head, I was pronouncing Tesla. Tesla. Yes, thank
I
you.
Could, I could see that.
Yeah. Because they did a lot of research on these harvesters during the time that they appeared and disappeared, they found out that the codex, which is, I don't know, Superman. Their signature their signature program, they found out that these harvesters had this similar codex to the Tim 21. And so they went to the maker of the Tim 21, Jin Kwan, and they went in a search for Tim 21 that had linked up to the system. Tim 21 then found out what happened, the harvesters, the genocide of the robots, whatever. And then they proceed to have this, like, enormous adventure where they were trying to get Tim and trying to study all the information. But then they were encountered by, like, space pirates and stuff like that. So there's a lot of things going on. In this book, you find out the deep, dark secret of Dr. Jin Kwan, who made the Tim 21. And in the end of the book, there's a humongous, humongous cliffhanger. It's a freaking great read. Get out of your Earth kind of annotations of this and just go with the story. It's fantastical, wonderful, sci-fi book. I was reading.
Just the cover alone is selling.
And actually,
for me.
Just
I love that cover. It feels very familiar, though.
Oh, and I
gotta, like I've seen that.
I gotta say. And thank you for bringing that up because I gotta say that it has a feel because I read this the whole thing, and it has a feel with AI.
You know, I was thinking that, but I want to say that because I felt like that was wrong.
No. It's kind of a similarity because
the cover of AI is same kind of...
The same kind of genre, kind of look, kind of feel. And it's okay. It's the same feel between Tim 21 and AI, the kid in Haley Joel Osment. Of course, it's not at all the same...
Which, this might sound very fantastical, and it's very out there, but my grandpa... Which said a lot of weird shit, so he's probably lying, and he drank a lot.
Like we
but
are.
But he said Haley Joel Osment is actually related to us.
No fucking way. No way. How?
I like how you just agree with that, Ivan. That's very weird. Why did you agree with that?
I don't know. I didn't agree with it. I was just like, okay.
Haley Joel Osment, that's he was in The Fan, right? Movie The Fan with Robert De Niro?
I don't remember The Fan, but Haley Joel Osment, he's the guy who I see dead people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay, so.
Yeah, pick a movie where.
One of those. Yeah. Anyways, My grandpa used to swear to me, he used to tell me this all the time, that his brother had a child with this white lady. And there was this whole thing because he was Hispanic, she was white, like there was this whole thing, and it didn't work out between them. But she got pregnant, she had a kid, and the kid went into acting. And it was a kid and a sister. He has a sister as well. So, I mean, it's been a while since I've heard the story, but from what I can remember, my grandfather was saying that Haley Joel Osment was his brother's son.
What?
Which would make him my
cousin.
Like cousin or some shit
He's, no. Your grandpa's brother had a son.
Had a son, so that would make him my...
Your uncle.
Your like uncle, right? Dude.
Yeah. So yeah, so my grandpa would always claim that. And the whole thing about, you know, Hispanics, white people at the time wasn't really a big thing. So they like separated and then he started acting and whatnot. I don't know if it's true or not. I haven't really looked into it, but he used to always say this. So every time I see him in movies, whether I watch old ones or I see him in the news or something, you know.
I see the resemblance.
That means your grandpa's brother had a kid very late in life.
Well, my grandpa had like fucking 7 or 8 brothers. He had a lot of brothers. Okay. Wait, what's your question? was
there
a point?
There was not a
question. What's your point?
Let me tell you something. So, my husband is from Nicaragua, so and he has 37 brothers and sisters.
They have
37?
Are you fucking serious?
Yep. From the same father.
God damn, I thought my grandpa had a lot with fucking 7.
No.
No, my grandma had 12.
Oh, god damn, dude. All right.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, that's a lot. So, what were you saying?
Okay, so I guess it could have been like the younger one, maybe.
Yes.
My grandpa, I think he was like a middle child. I think he was like in middle. Yeah. So I can't remember which brother it was. I just remember him saying that he had.
Because Haley Joel Osment is probably about your age.
Yes, maybe my age.
I kind of feel like he was older.
No, he's your age. I think he's your
really?
Age.
Really? I thought he was older.
Because I was way older when I saw his pictures. Yeah.
Anyways, apparently to my grandfather, Haley Joel Osment is related to me.
He's your uncle.
So he's my uncle. So ooh, uncle.
Haley John Osment.
I don't think you're making any money right now, but if you are, please.
Well, he
was right in a fantastic movie, Tusk.
I didn't watch that movie.
You know what? I recommended that movie for you guys to watch on John and Ivan show. I can't believe you guys didn't watch it.
I watched it.
He watched it.
Yeah. But did you watch it?
I saw the trailer and I wasn't very interested in it.
It was a great movie.
Was it?
I thought it was awesome.
You thought it sucked, right?
I thought it was terrible, yeah.
I thought it was amazing.
I thought it was terribly good.
Like, so terrible it was good?
Anyway.
It's because...
Haley, if you're out there, please contact me on Facebook. I would love to get to know you, man.
Theo?
I would love to get to know you, Theo. I love you.
In that case, then, the movie was fantastic.
I love that movie. I don't know what you're talking about.
It kept sucking. It kept bringing me out of the movie because are we talking about the same movie?
Tusk with the fucking...
Justin Long.
Justin Long.
Okay,
yeah.
We are.
It's Justin
because
Long.
the makeup was so bad that it kept pulling me out of the movie.
Are you serious?
Do you think that makeup was on purpose?
When he was the walrus and you go like that, like the makeup here...
I am the walrus.
It would fold in.
Coo-coo-coo-choo.
Yeah, it would fold in, so I was like, oh, that shouldn't go that way.
You think that was like a purpose?
You know what, that's what's wrong with... I think that's what's wrong with knowing too much. But for me, I freaking loved it. And for you to say about that, about the makeup, the fact that he wasn't really a walrus and he was in a getup in the movie, you should have known that it was going to be like excellent stuff. Because the idea was that he was transformed into the walrus. Mentally, not physically. Physically was minor compared to the mental anguish he had to go through to transform.
But still, when you have makeup in a movie,
que la canción, que la canción,
it folds in unnaturally. I was like, whoa. Okay.
I thought it was brilliant. I thought that whole aspect, that whole storyline was amazing.
The idea of the story, it was good.
It's a story that I would tell my children to haunt them.
Give me a gist of this movie.
No, you
because can't. I'm not going to watch it.
Just watch it.
No, you have to watch it.
I'm not going to watch it.
Don't watch Yowahoo.
I'm not going to watch it.
That movie's terrible.
And that movie looks terrible from the trailer. That looks fucking garbage. I'm not going to watch this movie, so please give me the... 15-second
gist
of it.
There's no 15-second.
No, really? No, I'm not going to watch it. I'm not going to watch it.
Okay,
I'll watch it,
and I'll write, like, a synopsis. All
right, then send it, because I am not going to watch that movie. And Lugan Hosen or whatever look fucking garbage.
That movie is terrible.
That guy's just skating by with Clerks. Yeah. Pretty much it.
I mean,
he did Clerks and he just skated by from there.
I heard Red State was good.
I really liked Dogma and Red State was excellent. Yeah. Red State was
I could argue that those movies were pretty much extensions.
And Dogma?
Clerks.
Cop Out was funny. I thought it was funny.
I didn't see that, but Dogma was
really
great.
That was like
great.
His first
I
big budget
Dogma.
Hollywood movie,
I'm
actually.
Sorry.
That's where he's...
No, Dogma was great.
That's where he hated
But Dogma is Clerks with, you know, dogmatic tones.
All his movies are Clerks.
I'm so sorry.
All his movies are Clerks.
All his
good movies are Clerks.
You know what? But we could say the same thing about Quentin Tarantino. All his movies are freaking Pulp Fiction.
Get Out. No.
Reservoir Dogs.
Reservoir Dogs, yeah.
Yeah, but not as bad as Kevin Smith.
All right, well, we could say...
Quentin Tarantino movies are good.
Yeah, Kevin Smith is hit or miss.
A lot more miss.
A lot more miss than hit.
Great guy, though. But
yeah, he seems cool.
I love hearing him talk.
Yeah. All right. I hate his oversized
clothing.
But
I went to my comic book store.
Oh, yeah.
Last Monday?
Is this which comic book store?
The Best Comic Bug.
Comic Bug, guys.
Manhattan, California.
If you're in California,
Culver City,
there's two locations.
Anyways, and they filmed the Goldbergs there, and Kevin Smith.
Do they really?
Kevin Smith was doing. Yeah, when I was working there, they would come and shoot and stuff.
You never told me.
Kevin Smith is doing their newest episode that they're filming, which is a Batman episode. And when I was there on Monday, they were doing reshoots. I was so pissed because I went into the comic book store. I was watching them do their thing, and I was hanging out. And then they were wrapping up, right? So I was like, I got to go back to work. I was like, I got to go. I was like, I'll see you guys later, you know, whatever, my coworkers. I get in the car. 2 minutes later, my coworker's putting up on his fucking Instagram pictures with Kevin Smith.
Oh, I was like, God damn it. I was just there.
He walked in there, like, as soon as I left. Like, he walked in.
You know,
if I would have waited two more minutes, you should have called me sick.
I honestly believe he was in the parking lot waiting for you to leave.
Yeah, he's like,
he was looking, and he was like, you know what? This motherfucker, I feel like he doesn't like
my
movies.
I think he doesn't like Tusk.
He doesn't like Tusk, and I'm going to wait for this bitch to leave.
I like all your podcasts, though.
That was great.
Listen to that shit.
Well,
I listen to Batman.
I can't say I hate him.
I like him either. I guess I don't know.
I love him.
I like him. I love him. I like who he is. I like his.
I will say, though, for sure, I do not like his clothes that he wears.
Okay.
He always wears the same jersey.
You know what, they're like oversized big jerseys,
you don't understand.
They're not very form fitting.
You don't understand because you've never been a fat man.
Yeah, that's true. That's
I'm
true.
A skinny fat man.
No, you're a skinny man.
You're
a regular.
I'm a skinny fat. That's also very terrible. And the world doesn't really know about that too much.
Well, maybe you should be the pioneer.
I need to be the person that lets you know about that.
When you're fat. It's
you
nothing
have to wear you jerseys have, and shorts. Yeah.
Exactly.
If not, you'll sweat.
I see the jorts.
Oh my god! And if you sweat, oh my god, it's horrible. Let me tell
he
you.
He actually lost a lot of weight, so but
yeah,
he still
did.
Chooses to wear the jerseys.
Yeah, I mean, same. You know what? Every time somebody loses weight, it's like I'm always gonna be a fat person in my head.
Anyway, when I lost weight, I was like, oh, I'm still fat.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. See. We all pray to the same God here.
Skinny fat, get out of here.
Skinny fat, come on. It's a real thing.
It's a real thing.
It's out there.
It's just not very exposed
to the mainstream media.
Anyway, this Descender comic book has a lot of similarities. So, iRobot, you can pick out some scenes in the comic book which remind you of iRobot, and... this AI movie with Haley Joel Osment.
Jonathan's uncle.
Tio Osment.
It's a really great read.
What's
so,
Tio Haley. Tio Haley.
So hopefully, hopefully I can pick up the second book because it's really awesome. It really is. Any shout outs, guys?
Shout out to Bump in the Night.
Yeah, here a new podcast. Yeah, Bump in the Night.
Things that go bump in the night.
Things that go bump in the night.
Yeah, I heard of this new really great podcast called Bump in the Night. So if you guys are interested in that, that extraterrestrial subculture of supernatural and Wicca and brujeria and murders and rapists and not, maybe not rapists. Maybe not rapists. listen to Bump in the Night.
And you could also listen to me and John and I on Potty Mouths. PODDYMOUFS.
Two words. Thank you for spelling it out, because when I was, like, looking for it, the first time I was looking for it, I was
P-O-double-T-Y.
I was like, why isn't it coming up? So then I had to go on your Facebook page, and I found it.
We're on Stitcher, Podomatic, Google Play, kind of funny. Everything.
Potty Mouths.
Potty.
Mouths.
Podcast Potty.
By the way, I love the name. It's really cool.
Thank you. I came up with this.
Yeah.
His claim to fame, guys. Any other shout-outs?
Follow me on Instagram if you want to see some cool action figure pictures.
Oh, those are so cool.
Oh,
please.
This is a comic book podcast. So, yeah,
yes,
so
definitely.
Follow me on Snapchat if you want to see some dick pics.
If you want to see... If you want to...
artistic dick pics, because I am an artist, and you know, I'm not fond of generic dick
picking. Well, I'm saying you're an artist.
Yeah.
You take a dick pic and you call yourself an artist.
It's in the right light, baby girl.
Well, Instagram? Instagram. No, Instagram on.
I don't know. It depends what you're talking about.
No,
Instagram. Yeah.
Action figure ones are so cool. Like you have like Bruce Lee.
Got sponsored by Tech Deck.
No way. No, don't fuck with my emotions. Why are you doing this to me?
They reposted.
Reposted one of my pictures.
Really? Yeah. Which one?
And they made a contest based around it.
Yeah. No.
I'm like, hey, hook me up with some tech decks.
They better send them some. I want one.
That'd be so
cool. I haven't been contacted yet, but.
But no, your stuff is amazing. I mean, he takes, like, let's say you have a Goku action figure and is fighting with, like...
We're done.
Okay, maybe...
Oh, yeah, he hates Dragon Ball.
Please
do not use that as a...
Oh, okay, a reference. Okay, okay. Bruce Lee action figure with, like, Power Ranger and, like, in a fight scene. But, like, the cool thing is, like, you have to really, like... appreciate it, because some of them they're like hovering and like in their like in a like action pose.
I think my favorite latest one is the one with Batman and Ash, where I was able to get Batman kind of floating down.
Oh yeah, that was a great one. That was a
great one. As much as I'm finding myself to ask you how you do it, because I don't want to know, because it's so magical.
Very well.
I mean, it's really magical, guys.
I just throw it up in the air and I take the picture.
No, I can't think that's how you do it, because they look so amazing. You do an excellent job there. I mean, I really love it.
Thanks.
I love it.
I wish I could make money off of it.
I know, seriously, because it's amazing. In time. It's really amazing. You guys really have to check his stuff out. What is it again?
Instagram, at Ivagrams, Ivagrams.
It's really great stuff. I mean, you guys should, like, follow him, because it's amazing. You will not regret it. It's really cool. I whenever I look at my feet and I see one of them, and I'm like, fuck, how the fuck did he do that?
Definitely. Oh, I thought you said your feet. I was like...
My feet!
Yeah, definitely. And you know, the dick pics are a plus.
There's no dick pics, guys.
I don't think there's...
No.
Yeah.
Action figure.
There might be.
Totally dick pics.
So follow these guys on Broken Tooth Studios, and they have their, like, new podcast... Potty Mouth. Yeah,
we're all over Facebook, so.
Exactly.
The interwebs.
Just type that shit in, follow on Facebook, and hit like.
And also Jonathan's other podcast, My Secret Life as a Transsexual Tranny.
I forgot about that one, actually. I haven't posted in a while. Yeah. Good to know.
Oh, wow. Okay, guys. I just started. We're on our 8th episode. It's Comadres y Comics.
8th episode? Do you do it weekly?
Bi-weekly.
Bi-weekly.
No, I'm sorry, not bi-weekly. Every other week. Bi-weekly would be two times a week.
That is bi-weekly.
That's bi-weekly.
No, bi-weekly is two times a week.
No.
Bi-weekly? Bi-weekly, like, I get paid bi-weekly every month. 2 weeks.
Oh, my God. Am I not really good at the English?
That's what you expect from a Mexican.
Ooh.
Trump said those words, not me.
Make America great
again. Make America great
again. Yeah, bi-weekly would be every two weeks.
Yeah. So anyway, we record every 2 weeks. It's
No.
Bi-weekly.
I'm going to say every 2 weeks because I don't feel comfortable saying bi-weekly. Anyway, so yes, it's Jen and Kristen. Kristen being one of the characters and collectors, the comics, the virtual comic strip by Eddie D'Angelini. She's the wife. Check them out because they're freaking awesome. And we actually record every other week, and we review
bi-weekly.
We record and we review comic books, and we actually do a female take on comic books and comic book
related. Gender neutrality. I don't like this females only.
I would try to say
or
no.
Any of the hosts happen to be named Vanessa? By any chance?
No.
No.
She's
no.
Keep going. Like no dokes.
Keep going. This ending is terrible.
Anyway,
just
okay.
Keep going.
Anyway, thanks for listening. Thanks for coming back to us. And is anyone out there? Let us know. Thanks for listening. We have been your hosts. I'm Sarah.
I'm Ivan.
Jonathan.
Thanks, guys.
My name.